Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 139, I will accept atonement for myself. This word atonement can have many different meanings. In the dictionary, it says atonement is satisfaction or reparation for a wrong or injury, to make amends. From Christian Science, it says the experience of humankind's unity with God, exemplified by Jesus Christ. From General Theology, it says it is the doctrine concerning the reconciliation of God and humankind, especially as accomplished through the life, suffering, and death of Christ. The archaic meaning is reconciliation or agreement. In A Course in Miracles, it offers that atonement remedies the strange idea that it is possible to doubt yourself and to be unsure of what you really are. Somewhere in time, you accepted that you could be separated from your own Creator, thereby denying the truth of your own reality. And as you accepted what is not true into your holy mind, and you accepted the idea that it is even possible to deny yourself, A Course in Miracles offers atonement as the correction for this error. Everything that you see as a perceived problem or challenge is the result of that one error. Today you can accept the atonement for yourself. It is the Holy Spirit that fulfills your choice. I accept atonement for myself to remedy the strange idea that it is even possible to doubt who I am and what I am, or to be unsure of who I really am. And I am willing to see the truth, to know it with my whole heart, that I am one with God, I am the holy child of God, and there is nothing else. Today I accept this for myself, and I see it and know it for all of my brothers. I will accept atonement for myself.